You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
The sustainability feature on Classic Business is brought to you by the Frederick Naumann Foundation for Freedom in partnership with Green Cape. And the big buzzword at the moment is undoubtedly environmental social governance investing. And what is the ideal soundtrack for ESG? Well, there's one classic song that has been covered by some of the greats, Frank Sinatra and Diana Ross and Ray Charles and Van Morrison, just to name a few. But in my opinion, the original performer has never been bettered. Kermit the Frog first sang "It's Not Easy Being Green" back in 1970, and it was voiced by Muppets creator Jim Henson and became a hit, telling a sweetly thoughtful tale on how Kermit's doubts over his colour dissipate as he comes to recognise the positives in his appearance. And if you'll forgive the leap, it's also rather a good metaphor for sustainable investing, an idea we can just no longer expect to put off. The idea's time has certainly come. It's not sometime in the future, but it's already here with us. And here in South Africa, we have the Green Outcomes Fund. Greg McDonald, Chief Executive of Financial Services Portfolio at Edge Growth, one of the country's top enterprise and supply development advisory firms, is on the line. Greg, welcome. What is the Green Outcomes Fund?
So the Green Outcomes Fund is essentially a collaboration between Green Cape, the UCT, the Bertha Center, the World Bank, and WWF South Africa. Essentially, it was created to encourage and stimulate investment into the green economy in South Africa. And essentially, the way that it works is that the Green Outcomes Fund identifies fund manager partners like ourselves at Edge Growth and a few others who are considered catalytic finance partners. And then through a number of concessionary funding measures, the Green Outcomes Fund then encourages these fund managers to invest in the green space by taking on more risk or pricing their instruments a little bit differently and making them more affordable to companies in that space in order to achieve various outcomes. So those outcomes could be, you know, green in nature, as the title indicates, so production of green energy and the like, or as is the case with our first funder into the Green Outcomes Fund, the Jobs Fund, the outcomes that we're looking for there are to create jobs within the green sector and the green economy.
And when you chose to come on board as a Green Outcomes Fund catalytic finance partner, what allured you to this partnership? Because Edge Growth has its own pipeline of very healthy businesses. You're very well known in the marketplace. What attracted you to this partnership?
Well, so at Edge Growth, we've always believed that capital should be used for good and to generate impact. And specifically, job creation has been at the heart of what we've done for the last 12 or so years. As you say, we manage about 1.5 billion rand in assets. So we do have quite a lot of capital to deploy, but often it's quite difficult to find suitable businesses that you believe will be able to be sustainable, especially if you're trying to make sure that the funds themselves continue to be sustainable. So when we came across the Green Outcomes Fund initiative through particularly the Bertha Center, we saw an opportunity to use the funding that we already have to target a sector that we weren't currently focusing on, which is the green sector, to achieve one of our key impact pillars, which is job creation. So it just was pretty clear to us that there was a great synergy between what the Green Outcomes Fund was looking to do and what we've been trying to do for the last 12 years.
When we talk about jobs, it's obviously the first priority in South Africa. We need to create jobs, but before that, we also need to create growth as well. So there's a direct link here. When you say focusing on creating jobs in the green economy, can you just give me an example of how you are managing to target jobs specifically in the green economy?
Yes. So the green economy is quite a broad church, and it covers many areas, everything from renewable energy production to energy conservation, water conservation, to new farming methods that are more efficient, to better handling of waste, reducing waste to landfill. So all of those areas, firstly, are quite strongly job intensive and resource intensive, and often very capital intensive, hence needing the funding. But the other element is that a few of those, so if you think of power generation and the need for renewables, I think all of us can relate to the need for consistent and reliable power generation in order to drive the economy. So by investing in the green energy production space, you're able to help and assist with economic growth while creating jobs and increasing investment in the country. A couple of our investments are in the waste recycling space. And so, you know, that, while not necessarily being a key driver of economic growth, is a significant job creator. And you're, rather than just dumping all of the waste into landfill, you now can create productive work for people by taking that, a lot of that material, and recycling it and using it for later applications.
I think you touched on a very important point there, and that is the broad church of the green economy. And when it comes to measuring whether or not you're being successful here in terms of your impact, it can be quite difficult at times to measure and evaluate. How do you approach that? How do you first screen what qualifies as a green SME? I think jobs are quite clearly articulated and easy to measure, but what qualifies as a green SME? That seems to be quite broad.
Yeah, so essentially it just comes, it depends on the sector. So, for example, if you're wanting to work in the power generation space, you would measure it purely by the number of megawatts generated by a particular plant. In the waste recycling space, you'd measure it in terms of the tons of waste that is recycled and kept out of landfill. So basically, the way that it would work is we would work closely with the business applying for funding and the Green Outcomes Fund team at GreenCape to understand what the most appropriate metric would be for a particular subsector within the green economy, relying on experts in that space to give guidance to make sure that the business, these businesses are actually achieving the green outcomes and impact that we're looking to achieve.
And if you are listening to this and think, hey, I'm a green SME, or I know someone who is, how do you go about being considered for investment?
Yeah, absolutely. So my suggestion would be to go to the GreenCape website. So that's at greencape.co.za. And you'll find a link on their homepage to the Green Outcomes Fund. And there you'll see about halfway down the page links to each of the recipient funds application forms and websites. And so you can find your way directly to the application forms that way.
Oh, fantastic. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're operating in this space, you want to create jobs, you're looking for access to favorable funding terms, then this is the way to go. Let's just end off on that point, though, Greg. When we say favorable funding, what do we mean by that? Is it kind of prime minus? What makes this funding so particularly attractive to green companies and entrepreneurs in this space?
It's almost impossible to peg a price because it'll depend on the project. But what we've found is that on average, we're able to price around 5% or more lower than what the traditional market rate would be. And in that way, it ends up being concessionary. We also use quite unique transaction structures with different types of security compared to commercial funders. And so we find that that generally makes the terms a lot more attractive to the entrepreneurs seeking funding.
Greg McDonald, Chief Executive of Financial Services at Edge Growth, talking about the Green Outcomes Fund and being a catalytic finance partner. Certainly some good news for green SMEs in this week's sustainability slot, brought to you by the Frederick Naumann Foundation for Freedom in partnership with GreenCape.
This is Classic Business.
Lowering carbon emissions is at the heart of the global climate change conversation, but a green economy will mean so much more for South Africans. A green economy offers decent jobs underpinned by sustainable, efficient, clean and profitable infrastructure solutions that create and sustain jobs for this generation and the generations to come. The Frederick Naumann Foundation for Freedom, in partnership with GreenCape, are proudly driving green economy infrastructure solutions in the developing world.